How did you manage feeding yourself in your own digs?
That was no problem, really. I was at a sort of residential club for a while, but it was always possible to get hold of apples, which we could do for puddings. And I think my mother went on sending me eggs, as far as I remember.
Talk about moving to Cambridge and give the year.
Okay. I spent about 5 years in London and then decided I didn't really want to live in London anymore. And I got a job at Cambridge in a scientific laboratory. I was the director's secretary there, and it was there that I met my now husband. He was a research student, and so we enjoyed the Cambridge life together and then got married.
In which year?
We were married in 1954.
How did he react to your having diabetes?
Well, as a non-event, really. He took me as a package. We were married in 1954, and 2 years later our first son was born. By that time, my husband was doing his military service as a scientist at the Atomic Energy Establishment at Harwell. And so our son was born in the Radcliffe Infirmary in Oxford.
What are your memories of your pregnancy and birth?
I had a caesarean section, which was expected. It was generally believed that time that diabetics' babies got rather too big for comfort. All that extra sugar floating about, I think. And so, I say, he was born a fine, bouncing child.
Did you have any problems during pregnancy?
No, I don't think so, no. That seemed to go quite smoothly. And then 2 years later, we had already moved to Cambridge, where my husband's, he took up his original job again, which is a research scientist, having done his military service at Harwell. And then in Cambridge, the Addenbrookes Hospital, our daughter was born in 1958. Again, no problems with the pregnancy or the delivery. Another caesarean section, which are no problem.
Can you remember if the medical profession had any anxieties about pregnancy for a diabetic in either 1956 or 1958?
They didn't discuss them if they had.
How did the medical profession treat you in those days?
Just another patient. I don't think there was anything special.